Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, as a business person, as business people, we are a very fortunate group of people. Sometimes we don't realize how fortunate we are because we are in business all day. We're doing what we do. We don't realize how extraordinary it is, how we are the people that create the jobs. We are the people that create the economy. We help many of our employees put their children through college, put food on the table, pay the mortgage. It's really an extraordinary thing that you, the CEO, president, or business owner, does. And every single day that you're going to find when you walk into your business and you look around, you are going to be bombarded with problems. Being in business is having problems. People pay you, engage you, because they have a problem that you can solve. And if you solve that problem, you help them make a profit. Whether it's a product that they buy from you, whether it's consulting, whether it's software, whatever it is, if you break it down into the simplest possible form, they have a problem, you solve the problem. And internally in your business, you have problems. You have challenges with dealing with your insurance company, with your bank, with your vendors. Employee problems. Well, when you're dealing with anything more than one person, you need someone to manage those people. And you're going to find that there are good days and there are bad days. But this is what you need to remember. With all of the problems that you're facing, if there is no problem, there is no business profit. You have to have a problem in your business that you solve, and if you can solve that problem, you get the right to do the business, to make the profit, to stay in business another day. You know, so often talking to CEOs, presidents, and business owners who are having a less than fantastic day, they'll absolutely complain about how difficult it is, about how many problems they have, about how stressful it is. Well, of course it is. That's what we have to realize, that it is a problem, that it is stressful. It is what we do. It's not going to be easy. When we solve this problem, another problem is going to pop up. And when we solve that problem, another problem is going to pop up. And the bigger we get and the more employees we have and the more business we have, the more problems we have. Hopefully, along the way, as the CEO, president, or business owner, you've learned how to handle those problems in a better way. You've learned to understand that they're just something that you need to do, something that you need to deal with, something that you need to absolutely resolve. And every time you resolve it, there's space for another one to pop up. So if any business person thinks that they're going to come in the morning and everything is going to be smooth and they're not going to have to be dealing with things all day long, well, they probably need to change their perception. But what you really need to be careful of, and there is another aspect to this, is I will also hear from business people, I'm putting out fires all day, meaning that they have nothing but the same problems over and over again. If we have the same problems over and over again, then we have to say, what's creating that problem? How do we solve that problem? How do we put ourselves in a position of creating an atmosphere, creating a procedure, creating an understanding of why we don't do it in a particular way that creates a problem? Remember, you may be the CEO, president, or business owner, but the customer is your boss. And if we're not solving the customer's problem, if our salespeople aren't out there doing their job, if they're not relating to the customer, understanding what their needs are, and getting business from them, we'll have a big problem. So embrace your problems in a different way. Think about them in a different way. Look at them, analyze them, solve them, move on to the next one. That's what your day is. You are a problem solver. And the better you are at solving problems, the more profit you will have. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.